Angel Hero Abdul Sattar Eddy by Noor from San Diego. Abdul Sattar Eddy himself once said, quote, "People have become educated, but have yet to become human." Abdul Sattar Eddy was not only a human, but an extraordinary person who exemplified society's desirable traits. Eddy was born in pre-partition India in 1928, migrated to Pakistan in 1947, where he immediately began helping others, founding the Eddy Foundation in 1951. The Eddy Foundation, located in Karachi, Pakistan, is an establishment of social services for the destitute, including nursing homes, orphanages, soup kitchens, maternity wards, women's shelters, rehabilitation centers, as well as the largest voluntary ambulance fleet in the world. The Eddy Foundation has rescued and supported hundreds of thousands of people in need, including the thousands of children that Eddy himself had legal guardianship of. Abdul Sattar Eddy was nearly broke when he first came to Pakistan, but he immediately was devoted to assisting the poor. He continued to be consistent with his work despite the challenges that arose from the opposition of the religious community. During his work with the Eddy Foundation, Eddy demonstrated selfless and devoted characteristics at every opportunity. Abdul Sattar Eddy, often known as the Angel of Mercy, lived up to his name as he placed the destitute of Karachi, Pakistan before himself and pledged to be devoted to them till his dying breath. Eddy's compassion, endless generosity, and his sole intention to help others displayed his selfless attitude. Eddy, also commonly known as Pakistan's Mother Teresa, earned his name from the continuous amount of work both himself and his foundation provided. Quote, "Today, the Eddy Foundation has rescued more than 20,000 abandoned babies, cared for 50,000 orphans, and trained more than 40,000 nurses. Eddy himself was a registered guardian for around 20,000 children." Abdul Sattar Eddy conveyed the definition of being a literal lifetime hero, overlooking his own personal needs. Pakistan's Mother Teresa cared for his own four offspring and also thousands more children. Not only did it take an abundance of sacrifice, time, and a hero and a half to take care of four kids, but 20,000 changes the criteria. Eddy constantly represented the definition of a hero through his selfless actions by delivering a strong message of compassion and generosity. Eddy gave all he possessed to assist our civilization. Mr. Eddy often rose as early as 3 a.m. to help feed some of the orphans. Mr. Eddy traveled the country and the world raising funds. For Mr. Eddy, personally giving up his time for others had become a part of his daily lifestyle. He heroically helped people he didn't even know by begging for money personally on their behalf. Throughout the year, Eddy was often seen caring for orphans, washing and burying the deceased, globally fundraising, as well as driving ambulances as a part of his work with the Eddy Foundation. Eddy showed the love within his work, not only by renouncing his personal time, but also donating his necessities. At the Eddy Foundation's ramshackle headquarters in Karachi's chaotic old city, Eddy has no house and very few possessions. He lives and works there. At a tiny school for tiny kids upstairs at the Eddy headquarters lessons, the kids sit on mats on the floor at tiny wooden desks with tiny blackboards. These children, abandoned by the rest of society, seem happy. Eddy generously contributed many important fundamentals to the success of his foundation. He brought the comfort of home to his foundation for the needy orphans by giving up his own home to the headquarters and school of the Eddy Foundation. Abdul Sattar Eddy portrayed selfless behavior by using his time and space to benefit and improve the lives of the needy, characterizing him as a true hero that our society looks up to today. Abdul Sattar Eddy exhibited his devotion as he continued to service others despite the numerous personal threats and invasions he received. Regardless of numerous personal attacks, Abdul Sattar Eddy stayed persistent with his work for the needy. The Eddy Foundation, Mr. Eddy's home, was robbed. They held Eddy and his staff at gunpoint, broke open the security lockers, and stole nearly $1 million worth of cash, 11 pounds of gold, and some jewelry. Some of this was donation money, some cash and valuables that people had asked Eddy to keep for them. "No matter how bad the situation here becomes, I won't give up. I will not lose hope," Eddy says he'll continue helping the poor and dispossessed until his dying breath. Although years' worth of money that Mr. Eddy struggled to raise was stolen, he remained positive and persistent. Exemplifying strong attributes, Eddy managed to stay dedicated, continuing his work, and consistently said how nothing would stop him but his own death. The Angel of Mercy even preserved through the resistance of his own religious leader. The foundation has encountered resistance from religious leaders and other members of the local community, the Eddies say, because it takes in abandoned babies regardless of ethnicity or religion. The foundation makes an effort to match babies with people who are of the religion of their parents, if it's known. A highly sensitive issue among the country's religious leaders. It's very dangerous here, Mrs. Eddie says. The mullahs right now only threaten to kill us if we gave a Muslim child to a non-Muslim family. They would kill us for sure. But despite numerous death threats, they have persisted. The Eddie Foundation receives unnecessary criticism from the religious leaders in Pakistan. He was personally targeted, given death threats, but he ignored the unworthy judgment from others and continued. Abdulsattar Eddie was profoundly devoted to his humanitarian work, to the point where he's willing to risk his life for strangers. Mr. Eddie was recognized as a true hero due to his devotion towards his passion-brimming job. Also known as the Angel of Mercy, Abdulsattar Eddie exemplified selflessness through his compassion and pure devotion to the destitute of Karachi, Pakistan. Eddie, known for personally inspiring people, exceeded his own boundary, and his legacy continues even after his death in 2016. In the decades since, Eddie ambulances have become a symbol of friendship and compassion throughout Pakistan. Eddie, starting from nothing, had created a symbol of universal peace and safety that inspires the less fortunate in Pakistan to pursue their passions. Not only has Mr. Eddie spread his ways through the regions of Pakistan, but he's also set an example for all types of people around the world. Quote, Eddie led a life dedicated to serving others, and his determination to provide equal treatment for all, regardless of nationality, ethnicity, religion, or class, stands as a sharp rebuke to those who would use fear and violence to create divisions. Eddie's actions spoke louder than his words as he presented mankind to an approach of being globally accepting and understanding of others' situations, sacrificing for the benefit of others, as well as staying devoted to a cause. Through his foundation, Eddie has spread joy throughout the hearts of innocent orphans and internationally. On one instance, he even fundraised money for people in the U.S. who were affected by Hurricane Katrina in 2005. As my grandmother, surprisingly, the step-niece of Abdulsattar Eddie said, quote, wherever people need help around the world, he is there helping. Abdulsattar Eddie reminds us not to get caught up in the insignificant materialistic aspects of life and to emphasize our human characteristics for the interest of mankind.